This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This is Nicaea, the famous Nicaea where the Council of Nicaea took place in the year 325 CE. I am standing right now next to a gate built during the Roman period. You can see the gate behind me. This is where we came from. If you look behind me, there, okay, actually in front of me, and now behind me, this is a Roman gate. And this is the city of İznik in Turkey. Today, the city is called İznik. But the classical name of this city, the ancient name is Nicaea. And this city was named after one of the generals, the wives of one of the generals of Alexander the Great. His name was Lysimachus. When his wife died, her name was Nicaea. So he named this city after her. Since then, since the 4th century BC, the city has been around. It could be older, no doubt, but this structure is from the Roman period. You can see Greek written on top there. You can see clearly Greek alphabets. There is something in Greek here. Okay. It's all in capitals. Of course, the classical Greek was all in capitals, right? So that's classical Greek there from the Roman period. The structure is still very much standing, as you can see. Although it looks very scary, it looks like it's going to collapse, but it has been around. It has survived so many earthquakes that took place in this region. It still stands to this day, nearly 2,000 years later. So just wanted to quickly share some information on the city of Nicaea and the walls around it. Actually, if you come follow me very quickly, and I want to show... everyone. This is how the Romans, they made the roads, okay? This is from the Roman period. You can see how neat this looks. I mean, we make roads today and they don't last. They break up, okay? Coming from London, now you know what the state of the roads is, okay? I don't want to make it a political rant, but you can see the walls outside. Okay, this is from the Roman period. You see these massive blocks, okay? Many of them made of marble. They were carved, they were specifically brought here by thousands of slaves. Bulls and carts would carry them. And these constructions, these giant massive constructions took place. And if you come behind me very quickly, I want everyone to see how far, how long this particular wall is. Built during the Roman period. This city was impregnable. The Ottomans spent years trying to conquer Nicaea because this was a very important city in the ancient world. For Christians, it was very important, religiously speaking, because this is where the Council of Nicaea took place. I made a vlog earlier at that very spot where the council took place. You can see the walls behind me. I'm sure the camera is showing you the long wall behind me. Yeah. Look how gigantic, how magnificent, how powerful this structure is. So it was in the year 1331 when this city fell into Muslim hands. Of course, Seljuks had taken it before, and then the Crusaders took it from the Muslims, and the Byzantines took it. And then the Ottomans took it in 1331. Sultan Orhan, the son of Sultan Uthman, Ghazi Uthman, his son took it from the Romans or the Byzantines, as they are known. Okay, and this was an impregnable city. It was a very difficult city to take. The siege was very long, but eventually it fell into the Ottoman hands and it survives to this day. Amazing structure. Thank you for listening.